The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading the news.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting here with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And we're looking out at beautiful, bright blue, sunny skies in sunny South Florida, where a lot of the snowbirds come to visit with us at this time of the year, and we're happy to have them. And today was a very light day for traffic from my point of view, and I would think that because people are on their way to the malls and shopping centers to exchange all their holiday gifts, I think that's the place where it's going to be busy today. I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed their nice holiday, whether it be Christmas or whether it be Hanukkah. And, of course, we wish everybody a very, very happy holiday and healthy season for all those people that do listen to the show. And I know, Janet, we have a lot to discuss this morning. And I know that the biggest factor that I see in our industry is having people wanting to lose weight. Weight issue seems to be a predominant issue, not only here in South Florida, but I think throughout the whole country and possibly the whole world. Most people, 70% anyway, are either overweight, overweight, or obese.
overweight.
We injected a new category in there.
All right.
because they're between overweight and obese. So that's the middle category. But those people are still very interested in wanting to lose weight. They just haven't found some of the reasons why they should lose weight or how to go about losing weight, because they've tried over the years and maybe were unsuccessful in coming up with a plan or a program that fit into their daily lives. And I'm sure that during the course of the hour that we're going to discuss this, there are many different factors that people have to consider. And there are too many distractions that come along people's ways during the course of a day that prohibit them from sticking to their policy or goals to achieve the weight loss. I know you have something special planned coming up for the month of January. In addition to the fact that we're having our grand opening celebration on starting January 2nd, but the ribbon cutting is going to be January 3rd at 1 o'clock right here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. But let's let our listeners know about the special program that you have programmed to work with people about how to go about losing weight. And then we can go into some of the details as to how they can achieve some of the success on their own.
Well, losing weight is a very personal issue, and there are a lot of different reasons why certain people have not been able to achieve success with their weight loss approach. Either they have not learned about portion control, they haven't learned about keeping a log with regard to their weight, keeping a food diary. There are a lot of different reasons where they need to be educated about the approaches, and not every approach works for every person. So what I will be providing starting the middle of January is a variety of different approaches so that the program can fit each individual's personal requirements. So I'm looking at a certain brand of high-quality formulations, and they do a specific detoxification program. And for some people, that's kind of a very important time frame, that they separate themselves from what they had been doing. This is a detoxification approach, and then they begin a very specific learning dietary approach. And so that, for some people, that might be a very reasonable way to start. For other people, they may be very, very focused, and I have available for a certain lucky few people 4 weeks of free meals that are geared to teaching people about what makes them feel satisfied, meals that will be providing the amount of fiber that everybody needs to kind of jumpstart their metabolic processes, minimize the fluctuations in blood sugar, certainly approach this aspect of reducing triglycerides and cholesterol. So blood sugar reduction, triglyceride reduction, and cholesterol reduction in a food put together by a physician and having a therapeutic effect as well as a weight loss effect and the learning principle of portion control. So there are a number of different ways to approach this, and for people who come in to see me and make an agreement with me that they will follow the guidelines associated with this weight loss program, they will have 4 weeks of free food.
How do you determine, or how will you impart upon these people what constitutes the agreement?
Okay. What constitutes the agreement is we have a handshake. I thought about, well, I'm going to have a written contract and we're going to sign it. I'm certainly going to give them a written contract. We don't have to sign it. We're going to have a handshake. And the points that are very important is that they agree to follow the requirements of this. And the requirements will certainly be spelled out very specifically, that you follow the guidelines associated with this. I don't necessarily want to use the word medical weight loss program, but it is formulated by a physician, and it is very much focused toward health support as well as the end goal of weight loss. And the guidelines they must follow are using these medical foods according to the directions and following my specific guidelines, because different people require different information, different manners of approaching a weight loss program. And so following the requirements of the program for the food, the foods that you're going to be using in addition to high quality food choices that you normally would see on your table. Maybe I'm saying that and I'm thinking, well, maybe they might not necessarily usually see these foods on the table. So I'll be very specific about what foods they can include and what foods they cannot use during this 4 week period. And during the 4 week period, they'll be able to come in and weigh in, discuss any problems they're having with the program, and I will give them, each week that they come in and weigh in, I will give them some new tips on how to stay focused and on the program and reach their goals.
Well, let me see if I can get to the heart of the number of people and also what constitutes a candidate. Are you looking for people that want to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30, 40, 50, or more? What's the criteria?
Okay, the criteria could be any of those categories, as few as 10-pound weight loss. Possibly these people have been on a specific eating program before, and they're down at the last 10 stubborn pounds, and they have not quite reached their goal. The free time period is 4 weeks. There may be people who wish to lose 50 pounds and they would need to be continuing beyond 4 weeks. So I'm going to say during the 4 week period, an 8 to 10 pound weight loss would be expected. And it is possible with other additions to the program, dietary as well as exercise-wise, those additions to the program would get people significantly beyond that 8 to 10-pound four-week weight loss.
So if somebody wanted to lose the 50 pounds, let's say, they went through the program the first 4 weeks, and they followed the regimen, as you pointed out to them, and now they've lost their 10 pounds, and now they want to still lose the additional 40. Do they, or are they instructed as to what foods they have to prepare, or are they able to buy these foods from the physician to be able to continue the program they were on?
They'll be able to purchase the foods here. The foods are part of Janet's Best line of products, so they'll be able to purchase the foods here at fabulously attractive prices, and certainly they will be instructed as to the foods that they should be looking for at the grocery store and foods that they will be putting on their plates. So it's a variety of different approaches for people who have possibly struggled with weight loss before. Proprietary fibers, very, very specific formulas for supporting blood sugar chemistry, cholesterol metabolism, and overall metabolism that will lend itself specifically to fat burning.
Are they required to prepare foods as well on their own?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah, so they will have these meal products that they can purchase here. The first 4 weeks are free, but the meals that they can prepare in addition to those foods, those diet foods, would be what we hope health-conscious individuals would be putting on their dinner plates. So high-quality proteins and vegetables and a variety of very, very specific things. And it's interesting because these are the things when I'm counseling someone about making choices on a daily basis that are going to be focused on supporting good health, these are the types of foods that I'll be recommending during the diet period. And I hesitate to say diet period. This is lifestyle education. That's what this is all about, learning a new way of living. That music tells me that it is time to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman and our fabulously knowledgeable and efficient team here at Save-A-Lot, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We're going to introduce Kyle to our listeners. Hi, Kyle. Tell us what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Well, I make sure that we have a large variety of items at the everyday low prices for everyone to live healthy, affordably.
Okay, and your specialty, having that large array of items, is mostly the food choices. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So if anyone would like a particular food product, should they come and talk to Kyle?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Kyle, we look forward to our customers meeting you. Now they know your name and your voice.
Yep, and I'm here 5 days a week.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful, bright, sunny Monday morning here in the city of Margate. We are situated at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. We're just a half a mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7, also known as 441. If you're coming down State Road 7, if you look off to the right, just before you get to Northwest 31st Avenue, there's a traffic light, and if you look to the right, you're going to see the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And at that particular point, you'd make a right and enter into the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center, and we are right ahead of you on Northwest 31st Avenue. We look forward to having people come in, look at all the fabulous everyday low prices that we have featured here. Every company that we do business with has the distinction of carrying everyday low prices. We will not induce people to buy something that we don't feel is sold at an everyday low price. And we do have a wide variety of nationally known manufacturers that you're familiar with. And, of course, we do have pet care. We have a very, very tremendous line of personal care. And we do have organic groceries. And the organic groceries are dry. We have nothing that's perishable. Everything is in a bag, a box, or a bottle, but they are all organic. And they are available for sale at everyday low prices. And I think it's wise of people, if you have a sincere desire to change your lifestyle, as Janet was pointing out, to buy only healthful products, healthful food products, not junk food, but healthful food products. You definitely want to come in and visit with us here at Save-A-Lot and see what we have. And getting back to the program that you were talking about, Janet, can you give our listeners a indication as to how they would handle a breakfast and lunch?
Okay. So these formulations are in the form of biscuits, cookies, bars, and I don't necessarily want to call them a meal replacement. It's a learning experience. It's a learning experience to understand how important fiber is in your diet and how fiber gives you a feeling of satisfaction. Pardon me. Fiber gives you a feeling, a sensation of fullness, so that you tend not to overeat. And as I said, this is a learning experience, crucially important for people to understand that in order to achieve a weight that is too high, too unbalanced with regard to lean muscle mass and fat content of your body, they have to have been overeating and choosing the wrong foods. So this is a learning experience for people to understand how to be satisfied, how to stimulate their metabolism, and how to choose the foods and the amounts of foods that are correct for achieving the type of size they aspire to be. So this is a teaching situation. And people who've been coming to me for years and years, possibly with some health issues, that's the routine that we tend to establish. It's a learning experience, and it's step by step. You don't turn a lifestyle around in 1 week. You don't turn a lifestyle around in 4 weeks, but step by step, it is a learning experience how to be satisfied with smaller amounts of food, how to integrate into your daily routine the amount of fluids, and I'm talking water, possibly herb teas, certainly coffee is part of it, and how to make all of those changes step by step so that they can be moving toward their weight goals.
So when people come in to see you, you're going to guide them as to what they have to be doing, and you will help them select their evening meal,
yes,
which is the dinner meal,
right,
and encourage them to buy organic fresh ingredients when they prepare this meal.
For sure. And these preparations, I'm all about make it easy, because it has to taste good.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's too complicated, people really just don't have the time to do Julia Child French cooking meals. And on occasion, they can do that. However, on a routine basis, again, since when I get home, I'm very hungry. And I want to have my meal available quickly. So I have developed a lot of different shortcuts that I will pass along to my clients on how to prepare health-supporting meals dramatically easily. And health-supporting meals that don't necessarily include the type of grains that so many Americans believe must be part of their meals. We're marketed breakfast cereals. We don't have to have cereal or toast for breakfast. We're marketed all kinds of sandwiches. We see mouth-watering sandwiches on our televisions, mm-hmm, being advertised to us, and we don't have to be eating sandwiches. So it is creative thinking about the way to choose your foods, and all of it is very focused on health supporting. As I mentioned, blood sugar balance, triglyceride balance, cholesterol ratios moving into proper place, as well as weight loss.
So you plan to include the categories of protein, carbohydrates, and fat into the meal that they're producing.
Okay, in the type of ratios that are very focused on enhancing their metabolism and breaking down fat accumulations. And that breakdown of fat begins in the liver. And certainly we talk about liver-supporting herbs, and there are very much liver-supporting vegetables that people can choose. And then so many different natural substances that we have here. Just last week we were talking with the Garden of Life, mm-hmm, spokesperson about probiotics. You cannot achieve the weight that you have as your goal if you are not using beneficial bacteria as a means to absorb the nutrients that are health-supporting and remove from your body the toxic accumulations that ultimately lead people to gain weight.
Well, talking about toxic situations in the body, Johnny, you mentioned a detox program.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you would recommend to people starting on a lifestyle change with their diet?
I'm hoping that the people who come to see me would be open to doing that professionally formulated and nutritionally guided detoxification program, the one that I'm thinking about that I believe to be the most advantageous way to begin this weight loss approach is a 10-day program. But we have 3-day, 5-day, 7-day. There are many different detox approaches. The one that I favor is the 10-day. And after that 10-day detoxification approach, then they begin learning about balancing their meals.
Well, a 10-day detox program, I've been on many detox programs over the years. And for a person that's brand new, that has never been through a detox program, it could be severe. When I say severe, it could have a lot of side effects that they're not accustomed to. However, with your counseling, I think that sheds a whole new light on how they can handle it. So I'm in favor of the detox program totally, because it gives people the opportunity to see what it's going to be like to get to their goal. And the goal is the most important thing they have to strive for, to get to the point that they came in to see you for initially. How many pounds do I want to lose, and how long do you think it's going to take me, and what do I have to do to get to that point after you've counseled me? So all these specific points go hand in hand to help people achieve what they're hoped to achieve by setting a goal for themselves and maintaining it. Hearing you, understanding what you're saying to them, and practicing what you're saying to them. Most important.
Well, you mentioned that the 10-day detoxification program could be pretty severe. This is professionally formulated so that people, they can step into it gradually. And this 10-day detoxification program does include food. So sometimes people might be on a detox program that is essentially like a supported fast. This is a little bit more enhanced, so they will be using a certain amount of food. But the detoxification products, again, extremely high quality and very much focused on moving people toward that goal where they're learning a new lifestyle, learning how to navigate with all of the distractions and the different things that are going to make our mouths start to water. And we say, oh, I'm doing this program, but I really want to have that. And hopefully they will be so well satiated, their hunger will be very nicely controlled, they will feel energized, because a lot of times if people are doing fast, as an example, they feel a loss of energy. But with this program, I think they're going to see what true energy and stamina is like, because they will be so very well nourished.
Well, I know we're coming up on an intermission at the bottom of the hour, but maybe when we come back, we could talk about some of the different so-called food items that people should be wary of and stay away from, that they've been using for many, many years, thinking that it did them good, where in actuality, it was a detriment to their program. So with that said, Janet, I'll turn it back to you.
And to our listeners, you are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Keeping in mind, my hours today, 9 to 5. So if you're interested in finding out more about our discussion today, by all means, come on in. Have a seat in my office and we'll have a talk. Meanwhile, stay tuned. More to come on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health, as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza, 754-307-1655.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I'd like to introduce our listeners to Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners what you do at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
I head the receiving department here, and I make sure that all the items are processed immediately to replenish the shelf stock. I handle and enter new items and special orders, and I also commit the invoicing to our system, making sure our quantities are up to date, fully stocked, and that our pricing reflects our competitive pricing structure.
As our listeners might get from that description of your work, Scott, I think they'll know that you do an incredibly efficient job and you handle so much responsibility. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our listeners.
No, thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and this is where people would come to see Janet, sit in a very, very comfortable environment with a beautiful view of the outside world, a beautiful, right now, beautiful blue skies. And we look forward to people coming to visit with Janet, and she's here today until 5 o'clock and tomorrow from 9 to 5, except for the hour that we're doing the radio show, which is 10 to 11. So we encourage people to come down and speak with Janet, and you may want to get an inside view of what you can expect if you're interested in going on to a program that will help you lose weight. Some of the different food products that people call food, Janet, seem to be a detriment in helping them lose weight and also a detriment to their body because they're bringing in toxic items from outside what they would normally do, which only compounds the problem of immunity. And I think one of the basic items that people look for when they hear her speak is fish. People look to have fish as part of their protein regimen. And one of the worst fishes that you could eat, and possibly of all time, is something called tile fish. And the reason, Janet?
Oh, high mercury. And I think that so many people are very well aware of being cautious about mercury as a contaminant in their fish, but they might not necessarily know that tile fish is the worst offender. It's the one with the most serious contamination with mercury. Now, why do we need to be so afraid of mercury? And I'm saying be very afraid. Because mercury is a neurotoxin. And when you start to think about how many people have neurological diseases. So let's start with peripheral neuropathy. Then you think about multiple sclerosis, Parkinsonism, and certainly dementia and Alzheimer's disease. We don't necessarily have specific scientific connection with the mercury and these diagnoses, but you think about how overexposed we have been. And certainly people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, if they have had silver amalgam fillings, I encourage them to look up smoking tooth on Google. And they might even discuss with someone we'll be having on the show tomorrow, Dr. Herb Slavin, the content of mercury can be identified in a chelation challenge test. and identify how much mercury is circulating in your body. Now, here at Save-A-Lot, we have a variety of different approaches that you can begin to use as chelators, different greens, spirulina, cilantro as examples. But if you are using swordfish, tuna, and certainly, as I said, the worst offender, tilefish, you are compounding the mercury content in your body.
Here's another product, so-called product, that I think most people have in their homes, and they buy it as a snack. If they want something they think is low calorie in the evening to have after dinner meal, and that's popcorn. But we're speaking about microwavable popcorn.
Oh, if people only knew.
Well, again, I think the point is that it's loaded with chemicals. And these chemicals only do detriment to your body. So if you're having tilefish with mercury and you're having microwavable popcorn, I can't even pronounce some of these names, but they shorten it for PFOA and trans fats. And this is a detriment to the body, but yet people continue to eat it.
It's a very sad state of affairs, and I think that we're really doing an incredible public service by bringing to the forefront this discussion on toxic substances that are found in products that people never give a second thought to. They are just told that these are foods, and then they can go ahead and eat them freely. So, microwavable popcorn. Number one, the corn is genetically modified corn unless it says organic. And then the fats that are used in the microwavable popcorn are heartbreakingly harmful to the body. And then combine the heat of the microwave, the abnormal, and I'm going to say they are abnormal fats, and the chemicals that line the microwave popcorn bag. Mm-hmm. It is such a toxic combination. And it just astonishes me that so many people consuming so many different types of these contaminated foods, and first of all, they have no knowledge of the contaminants that they're ingesting on a regular basis, and second of all, they might not necessarily exhibit any symptoms of disease, but 10 and 20 years of doing this, people dealing with headaches, people dealing with circulatory problems, rashes, all kinds of very, very subtle issues that they don't give a second thought to, but are exhibiting the effects of using these contaminated so-called foods for years and years and years. It's sad.
Here's another one you see on TV. I don't think this day goes by you don't see a commercial for chicken nuggets.
Oh, dear.
On TV by one of many different companies that sell them. But they're all artificial. And they may start with chicken, real chicken. But what they do to it from that point on is totally artificial. And you're talking about dyes and carrageenan that only destroy the flesh of the chicken, which only causes you harm when you put it in your body. And I think that probably in time, Janet, when she counsels people, will look for them to take organic chicken breast, cut into pieces, coat it with egg and some breadcrumbs, and bake it in your oven.
Oh, it's easy. It really is. Very easy to do. And one of the things that I tell people, they can, you know, get themselves set up and make a very large batch of things, one batch for immediate consumption and other serving size portions that they can save and keep in their freezer for future use. And it's quick and easy. it's interesting when you start to think about chicken nuggets. Do you remember when they talked about pink slime as an addition to some of the fast food hamburgers?
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, that's what you are looking at when you're talking about chicken nuggets and when you're talking about using chicken from a fast food restaurant. It may look like it is white meat chicken, but it is not. It has had all manner of chicken parts ground essentially into a slime and bleached into whiteness and then formed into little nuggets. And we think that those are cut from white meat sections of the chicken, but they are not.
Completely true, Janet. That's a very good point for people to understand. Another point that people have to look at is when they go into a store and buy fruit juice. Fruit juice is loaded with sugar, and sugar is a big detriment to the body. The example in this particular article says that if you took 4 Krispy Kreme donuts and put it into a blender and blended it, that would be like having a glass of fruit juice loaded with sugar. So it's doing the body no good at all. What would you recommend for people to do, Janet, in place of that?
Well, first of all, people might look at the label of fruit juice, and there is a phrase, 100% fruit.
Juice, right.
Yes, okay. And so I remind people that you really want to look at the small print where it says ingredients. So they're leading you to believe that there is no sugar added to this fruit juice. But if you look at the list of ingredients, it is the main fruit juice. And then there's concentrated pear juice, concentrated raspberry juice. I'm just pulling examples out of the air. Concentrated pear juice. And essentially, it is very, very concentrated amounts of fructose. Now, fructose does not stimulate the production of insulin. So here you're putting this incredible high level of concentrated sugar, and yes, indeed, it is from fruit, but it is sugar. And this hits your bloodstream, and it is necessary to have your liver process this entire bolus of sugar. And unfortunately, there's no insulin to help your body drive the sugar fructose out of your bloodstream into the cell. So it's an entirely different category of metabolism. And with this very high imposition of activity imposed on your liver becomes overwhelmed and not able, if you're using this on a regular basis, and let's say you had some of this juice, fruit juice for breakfast, some of the fruit juice as a snack, some of the fruit juice with your lunch, you have an overwhelmingly high level of sugar in your bloodstream, your liver overwhelmed, not able to do all of the different functions that it's meant to do. And what happens? Triglycerides go up, and fat is being stored. So here you're looking at sugar, but the ultimate outcome is fat accumulation.
Well, I hear some music, Janet, and I know it's coming up on our last break of the day. And when we come back, we have a few more items of interest that I think people would really like to hear about as to the so-called foods that they think they've been eating.
And you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here in my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on State Road 7. And I will be here today until 5 o'clock. And keep in mind, stay tuned. More to come on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Good morning. This is Janet. Who is this?
This is Dorothy. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our Save a Lot Nutrition Hour listeners.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Dorothy. We welcome everybody to come in. You will be amazed at the prices and the stock in the store, the experienced help, any information that you would love to have. There's always someone here very willing to help you.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, you can find Dorothy as a cashier and very willing and able to help you. Thanks for talking with us, Dorothy.
Janna Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Buddy, this is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm sitting here with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office where she will be seeing people today up until 5 o'clock and then tomorrow from 9 to 5 as well. And while we're on the subject, Janet, the hours for the rest of the week after Monday and Tuesday.
After Monday and Tuesday, which is 9 to 5, Wednesday and Thursday, people can find me here from 1 to 7. So if you're working until 5, 5:30, you still have time to come on in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and sit down with me. And on Friday, I'm here even later. I'm here from 4 to 8. And on Saturday, I am available from 12 to 5. So every day that Save-A-Lot's open, here I am.
That's for sure. And we appreciate that. I know the listeners that have come in to see you are raving about how helpful that you've been to them.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'm happy to hear
They're very much appreciated, Janet, because they've been dealing with health challenges and health concerns, and they're trying to get back on track, which is really nice to see. As a reminder, we have the grand opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center taking place the entire month of January, on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, January 3rd, at 1 o'clock, we're going to do the ribbon-cutting ceremony right in front of the store here, and I think that people would like to come visit, because what we're doing is we're giving out raffle tickets to everybody who makes a purchase at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from now until then, and we have some beautiful gift baskets that we'll be raffling off to those lucky winners. And each of the baskets are well worth over $100. They have been donated by the companies that we do business with, and I'm sure the people that receive them as a winning ticket for the raffle drawing will go on to really be very happy with the items that they receive and the many uses that the items will have in their own body. So keep that in mind on Tuesday, January 2nd, January 3rd at 1 o'clock for the grand opening. On January 4th, which is Wednesday, Janet, we're going to be having our first ad in the Sun Sentinel.
Yay!
So people that are interested in reading about Save-A-Lot in the Sun Sentinel, look in the food section on January 4th. And we are also with the National Awakening magazine for the month of January. We're in the City News here in Margate and Coconut Creek. And we are also in the City News in Coral Springs and Parkland for the month of January, as we will be every month thereafter. So if you're looking to find out more about what we're doing here at Save-A-Lot, please pick up those issues. And getting back to the foods that people consider to be foods that are not really foods. We've been indoctrinated that breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I would agree with that.
And you're supposed to eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper.
Right.
Is the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
But the TVs are loaded with commercials geared toward kids and adults that have to move quickly in the morning. And they always promote the cereals that are loaded with sugar,
mm-hmm.
which is probably the worst thing that you can ever have in the morning. Why?
Sugar, 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 sugar. And unfortunately, you have to go a very long way before you can find a breakfast cereal that does not have added sugar. And if you find that breakfast cereal with no added sugar, what that cereal is cereal. It's a very refined carbohydrate. What's the effect on your body? Same as sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So protein, 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 protein. So what I tell people very often is you might consider keeping a little bit of your dinner from the night before for breakfast the next morning. So if you are really pressed for time and don't have any time frame available to actually prepare a protein breakfast, have the leftover from dinner the night before. Protein and vegetables, protein and vegetables. And keep in mind, I call it the Kellogg effect, that we have been maneuvered into a position of thinking that a Kellogg's type breakfast, it needed to be toast or pancakes or cereal or some sort of starchy food. And indeed, that is the pathway to obesity.
Without a doubt. Another category that people are often fooled by, and you see tons of commercials for diet soda.
Oh.
They're promoting diet soda because it's a healthy way to avoid getting sugar, but yet they load the diet products with harmful chemicals. So where does someone go, Janet?
Water.
Water and lemon. My favorite drink.
Herb teas. It is so, and they can have sparkling water. It doesn't mean that you have to give up carbonation. If you like that carbonated, those bubbles from the soda, but what you need to get away from is the sugar and the artificial ingredients, the caramel coloring that is part of many of those diet sodas. Very nasty effect on your body. Not a good choice. And when you go into those artificially sweetened products, think about, now, Al, you and I can do this. Think about, let's say, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, before there were artificial sweeteners very prominently marketed.
Mm-hmm.
The obesity situation was not what it is today.
That's true.
And what happens with the artificial sweeteners is people think, oh, it has no calories. Oh, it isn't sugar. I can have as much as I want of it. And they overdo that. Then they have acquired a taste for something that is intensely sweet. Much, much, much sweeter than sugar, much sweeter than anything that you're going to find in nature. And so our ability to taste sweetness has become perverted. And ultimately what people find themselves in is a situation where they're craving sweets. And so the artificial sweeteners, damage to your bloodstream, damage to your blood sugar level, as well as damage to your brain. Aspartame, we know, has brain damaging effects. So when you start to think about the heavy metals, aspartame in our diet sodas and diet foods, and the amount of the number of different diagnoses of diabetes and dementia, this is not a mystery. There, you know, the scientific community kind of says, well, we don't really have a good idea why all of this memory and brain chemistry changes are happening, but think about it. Aspartame, trans fats, mercury, not a mystery.
Well, I'm going to give you another one in almost the same category, and that's the people who like coffee. I am a coffee lover, but I drink mine black and have been drinking it black since I'm 16 years old. So it's been a very long time that I enjoy coffee. I put nothing in my coffee. And again, some people use a coffee creamer. And the coffee creamers are loaded with something called titanium dioxide and trans fats and added sugar. But it has to taste good in the coffee, so that's why people use it. But what could they do otherwise, Janet?
I have the approach for people to use, so very gradually they start using less and less and less of that creamer and adding into their coffee organic half and half. And for people like myself who've not ever been able to cultivate the taste for black coffee, that's my solution. We gradually reduce the creamer and increase organic half and half.
Well, I think we're coming to the end of the show, but I do want to let listeners know we got a very special guest tomorrow, Dr. Herb Slavin. And we're going to encourage people, if you have any questions directed toward Dr. Herb Slavin, please feel free to call tomorrow. The number to call in is 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. And again, as we said earlier, Janet will be here today until 5 o'clock. So if you have any health concerns, health challenges, or any questions that you'd like to speak to Janet about, please feel free to stop in and visit with her today. And Janet?
And you've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow at 10.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.